Books on Tape presents Miracle in the Andes by Nando Parado, read by Arthur Mori. Prologue.
In the first hours, there was nothing. No fear or sadness. No sense of the passage of time. Not even the glimmer of a thought or a memory. Just a black and perfect silence. Then, light appeared. A thin gray smear of daylight, and I rose to it out of the darkness like a diver swimming slowly to the surface. Consciousness seeped through my brain like a slow bleed, and I woke, with great difficulty, into a twilight world halfway between dreaming and awareness. I heard voices and sensed motion all around me, but my thoughts were murky and my vision was blurred. I could see only dark silhouettes and pools of light and shadow. As I stared at those vague shapes in confusion, I saw that some of the shadows were moving, and finally I realized that one of them was hovering over me. Nando, ¿puedes oírme? Can you hear me? Are you okay? The shadow drew closer to me, and as I stared at it dumbly, it gathered itself into a human face. I saw a ragged tangle of dark hair above deep brown eyes. There was kindness in the eyes. This was someone who knew me, but behind the kindness was something else, a wildness, a hardness, a sense of desperation held in check. Come on, Nando, wake up. Why am I so cold? Why does my head hurt so badly? I tried desperately to speak the thoughts, but my lips could not form the words, and the effort quickly drained my strength. I closed my eyes and let myself drift back into the shadows.